Hello, welcome once again from Rich Valley, Virginia, to wherever you are today. Holiday season causes a lot of stress for many people. They feel financial pressure, they feel family pressure. Some of it is trying to keep up with the pace of things around them and juggle all the busyness of schedules. Some of it is that self-imposed sense of expectation. We want the holidays to be perfect. We feel like we're not meeting all of the requirements with family, with meals, with purchases. Well, if that's where you are today, let me encourage you to let go. Let go and remember, this season is really about celebrating the rest that we find in Christ Jesus. This is the season of his birth, but it's the season of his birth to celebrate the power of his redemption, the rest that we enter when we accept Jesus Christ, the freedom from the concerns of this world, and the joy of expectation of being united with our Savior and our King. So if you find yourself feeling a lot of pressure today, pause. Breathe. Look around. Get in the moment. Rejoice in what you can find to be grateful for within your grasp. And don't let the pressure of the season take away the joy. As we close our study of 1 Thessalonians, we're again in chapter 5. We're going to look at a few verses that hold a powerful message for us, beginning in verse 16 and reading through verse 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. As Paul closes this section on final instructions, where he's given us elements of a healthy church life in his previous teaching, he now reminds us to rejoice always. After all, we have the kingdom to look forward to. Pray continually. Stay connected to God. Stay connected. Pray continually doesn't require me to always be sending a message out to God. Pray continually requires that I develop a God consciousness, a listening and a telling, a talking and a receiving, that I am communicating back and forth with God. As we talked earlier, if you're experiencing a lot of pressure in this season, what better time to pray? What better time to just say, God, as I go through my day today, please teach me the joys that are here. Please show me what you are doing in my life that I may continue to rejoice and praise you. Suffering is real. The power of suffering is real. But we have been reminded that God is with us in our suffering and preparing a better place for us. So we want to stay connected to that idea. We want to stay connected to the Holy Spirit. We want to have daily communion, hourly, moment by moment communion, to help us walk through any difficulty in life, but also to enable us to have joy during this season and any season. And so it says, give thanks in all circumstance. Now, this doesn't mean that we're just never to be upset, never to be troubled, never to toil under care. But instead, what it means is refocus. Refocus on what we can be grateful for. Develop a mentality, a habit, if you will, of seeing the good in our setting and surrounding, being reminded that our God is sovereign, and any circumstance in which we find ourselves is something God is using for his plan. Give thanks in all circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Many times I hear people say, I just want to know, what is God's will for me? Well, it begins with total trust in him. Trust that allows us to rejoice, to pray and to give thanks in all circumstance. So today, I hope that you will take stock, look at your circumstance, find somewhere to cast the light of God on those difficulties. If you're in a position to reach out and encourage and love and share with others, do so. For we find joy in the service of the Lord. Have a great Sunday and stay positive throughout this Advent season. Thank you.